It's summertime, and here on Youth Culture Matters, we're devoting our time to shorter episodes where we're talking about purposeful parenting, addressing timely topics to encourage and equip you as parents to help your kids navigate their world in ways that bring honor and glory to God. Take a few minutes to listen in today as I share ways for you to help your kids to navigate the epidemic of teen stress and anxiety.
From the Center for Parent Youth Understanding, this is Youth Culture Matters. If you're a parent, youth worker, educator, counselor, grandparent, or anyone else who cares about kids, we're glad you've joined us for this practical, informative, and hope-filled podcast. This is a place where together we talk and think Christianly about the rapidly changing world of today's children, teens, and young adults.
Like a growing number of teens her age, 16-year-old Reagan struggles with anxiety. When her youth pastor asked her to describe what her experience with anxiety feels like, Reagan wrote a poem which paints a picture of how the perfect storm of the pressures of teenage life have created for her an existence filled with stress that never seems to let up. She opens and closes her poem with this sentence, "It's all just chaos." Sandwiched in between that opening and that ending, she describes her experience of anxiety with a variety of words, including continuous, boundless, binding, crushing, and pressure. She pleads in her poem, "I need a way off, a clearing in the brush, a voice in the rush." Reagan wrote her poem a couple of years prior to the start of the COVID pandemic. At the time, it was recognized that anxiety and stress was the number one health care issue facing children and teens. Now that her kids have experienced life in the midst of a pandemic, a host of studies say that anxiety and stress have increased markedly among children and teens. As parents, you've had a front row seat to these realities. One recent study found that 36% of parents of teenage girls and 19% of parents of teenage boys saw either a new or worsening existing anxiety problem in their kids due to the COVID-19 pandemic. There are a multiplicity of factors that have contributed to adolescents shifting from the wonder years to the worry years. The perfect storm includes what young people see as no escape from things like academic pressures, financial uncertainty, curating one's social media identity, family breakdown, international conflict, and illness and death, among a multitude of other realities. While addressing adolescent anxiety is a complex task, there are some basic steps that we as Christian parents can and must take to help our children and teens navigate life in healthy ways that bring honor and glory to God. Here are four initial steps that you can begin to enlist right away. First, realize that anxiety is fundamental to our human existence. Because we live as sinful and broken people in a world undone by sin, we all experience anxiety. The Greek word for anxiety is translated to be in pieces. It shouldn't be at all surprising that living in a world that's not the way it was created to be would leave us feeling, from time to time, overwhelmed with a sense that things are bad and that they're going to get worse. Second, realize that Jesus understands that we struggle with anxiety. All of us, including our kids, need to grasp the fact that Jesus would not have spoken so much about anxiety and how to handle it if it wasn't a universal human condition. Think about the fact that 6 times in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Do not worry." Or what about the fact that the most repeated command in the Bible, 365 times, is some form of "Do not worry, do not fear, or do not be anxious." Third, teach your kids to address their anxiety with the truth of God's Word. The reality is that our anxiety is sometimes the very tool God uses to take us out of dependence on ourselves in order to draw us into trust and reliance on Him. Jesus took all of our fears and worries to the cross. It is there that He conquered sin and death and anxiety. Christ took our anxiety to the cross so that He, in turn, could give us His joy and peace. In Matthew 11:8-20, Jesus invites us to come to Him for rest. In Luke 12:25, He reminds us that our anxieties don't add a single hour to our lives, but rather undo us. And in 1 Peter 5:7, we are told to cast all your anxiety on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. We can never preach these truths to ourselves or our kids too many times. Finally, don't be afraid to reach out for help. If your child's anxiety issues are increasing, becoming debilitating, or not getting resolved, seek the help of a qualified Christian counselor who has experience with helping kids and their families through the reality of anxiety in ways that lean into God, the good news about Jesus Christ, and His promises. Anxiety is a very real thing. The path may be difficult, complex, and long, but each of these four steps is an important step to take. Reagan's desire for a way off or a clearing in the brush and a voice in the rush all speak to the fact that she is looking for God. Christian counselor David Pallison has said that kids like Reagan have good reasons to be afraid. After all, the world and everything in it, as we read in Romans 8, is broken and crying out for redemption. But as Pallison says, we all have better reasons for trusting God. I want to share with you a couple of resources that will help you navigate the issues of teen anxiety in ways that do bring glory to God and allow us to turn to God ourselves as parents and then also point our kids to turning to God. I want to point back to something you can find on our website. It's episode 101 of our Youth Culture Matters podcast, where I chatted with Ed Welch, Counselor Ed Welch, about turning to Christ with our anxiety. It's a very helpful and encouraging podcast that we put together for parents. Secondly, some books. And Lauren Whitman's written a great book. We have it in our store here at CPYU. You can find that online at cpyu.org. Lauren Whitman, a counselor as well, has written a book called When Parents Feel Like Failures, How Jesus Quiets Our Distress, that will help us with our anxiety and our stress and in turn lead us to be able to be there for our kids and help them more effectively. And then another counselor friend, Julie Lowe, who we've had on the podcast in the past, has written a couple of great books, one called Childproof Parenting by Faith, Not Formula, and a second book called Safeguards, Shielding Our Homes and Equipping Our Kids. And in both those books, she encourages us as parents to lead our kids into the truths of the gospel and finding peace from anxiety and stress. So you'll find all those at cpyu.org in our store. And if you go to our website, cpyu.org, just search in the search bar for the topic of anxiety, mental health, and look for resources on stress as well. There's a host of things that will come up that will be helpful to you and encouraging to you. So thanks for listening in, and we'll chat the next time on the next episode of Youth Culture Matters.
Thanks for joining us for Youth Culture Matters, a podcast from the Center for Parent Youth Understanding. If you'd like to learn more about today's youth culture, visit our website at cpyu.org. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, email us at podcast@cpyu.org.